From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, the state legislature passed a bill on Thursday that will require all public agencies and their contractors to use a federal database to check employees' immigration status. WLRN intern Maria Eskinka explains.
SB 665, also known as the E-Verify bill, started out with a requirement that all private companies in Florida use E-Verify. But that provision was struck down after pushback from business leaders, especially in agriculture and tourism. The amended bill requires all public employers and companies that contract with state and local governments to use E-Verify. As it stands, federal law requires employees to show proof of legal status, but doesn't require employers to verify it. Tomato grower Paul DiMari says E-Verify would leave him without farm workers.
Knock them all out. The numbers probably won't match. I mean, that's E-Verify. E-Verify is a matching of a Social Security number to the person.
During the debate on the House floor, State Representative Thad Altman said the bill isn't strong enough.
But at least we're moving in a direction because it protects citizenship. It protects those citizens that are here legally, that need to work and raise a family, and have a livelihood.
Farmer Paul DiMari says U.S. citizens don't want his jobs. He says at least 90% of his farm workers are likely undocumented.
You're saying no undocumented worker can work. Okay, send them all back. See what happens. You could shut the whole country down. The country won't even run.
The bill is now awaiting Governor Ron DeSantis' signature. I'm Maria Eskinka in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.